Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church with Go the Distance. Do you need a second chance today? You know, on Easter morning, the first one, Peter needed one. He insisted that he would never deny Christ earlier, but just as Jesus predicted, he denied the Lord not just once, but three times. The last glimpse Peter had of Jesus before the crucifixion was in the high priest's courtyard, where he actually made contact with Jesus in his eyes. And he went out and he wept bitterly. What kind of look do you think Jesus gave Peter when their eyes met? Do you think it was one of those "I told you so" looks? Or do you think it was one of scorn, as if to say, "How could you betray me?" I don't think it was either one. I think it was a look of love, of compassion. "I still love you, Peter." And I believe that's why Peter went out and wept bitterly. He failed the Lord miserably, but there was hope. There was a message that went out from the empty tomb that Jesus had risen, and followed by these instructions: go tell his disciples and Peter. You know, Peter was singled out because Peter needed a special word of encouragement. Do you need encouragement today? Maybe you've fallen short and didn't plan on it, but it happened. And like Peter, maybe you thought or you ended up with the wrong people or at the wrong place at the wrong time and ultimately doing the wrong thing. God gave Peter a second chance, and he will give you one too if we follow and we become in Christ Jesus. I'm John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you today to go the distance in Christ.